Hello and welcome to Von Herzen Gern. This is the podcast where people open up and share the passions that come straight from their heart. I'm so happy to have you here today. Today I'm talking with Jader. He is from Minca in Colombia, and his heart mission is to keep the knowledge of the older generations alive through connection with art and with nature. One day, as I was walking through Minca, I saw a traditional Colombian dance. Children in beautiful dresses were dancing, celebrating and honoring the grandparents. On the wall, there was even a painted picture of a grandmother. All the details I only found out the next day when I happened to meet Jader in his little shop. He recognized me because I had been watching the other day with so much excitement, and he explained to me the meaning of the celebration. For him, it is so important to preserve this wisdom. How should we go into the future without the knowledge of those before us? It is the foundation we should not lose. That's why he runs his business, to keep wisdom, art, and culture alive. I was deeply touched to see a business with so much heart and real value. Through his work, he also supports indigenous people, women, and single mothers. I thought to myself, wow, that's so wonderful. And even though he is still learning English, he agreed to do an interview with me. So I'm sure if there wouldn't have been the language boundaries, we could have talked a lot more deeper about the topic. But I think you get the spirit. So come along. We are sitting together in a colorful little bar just a few houses away from his shop. And as a bonus, we even get some cuddly, heartwarming company.
I met you on the where you celebrated your grandparents, your grandmother.
Yeah.
Why do you do it?
Okay. My parents, they are important because I want to show you the culture. Es de, I don't know in English, homenaje. Homenaje, necesito. Es tribute.
Mm-hmm.
See? Mm-hmm. I want to tribute a my parents because they are very important for me.
Your parents and your grandparents.
Grandparents. Yes. Yeah. My mother died 15 years ago.
I'm sorry.
Yeah. And now my grandmother, my grandfather, they are my mother now. Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. And they live in the countryside on a farm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. My grandfather, he's working in the coffee farm. He's farming.
Mm-hmm. Yes, yeah. Farming, farmer.
They work the earth. My grandmother teach me the process, the coffee toaster, and the grounded,
yes.
the molino.
Ah, the process.
The process a hand. My grandmother teaching me a lot of things about the coffee farm.
So you know how to grow coffee, how to
yes.
roast it,
yes.
and how to make it till you yes. have the coffee in your yeah. cup.
Yes, and now I have a business, the craft. If you buy here, you are supporting the people from Minca, the indigenous people. Single moms.
Single yeah. moms.
Minca every day coming a lot of tourists. It's important for me, because we have more money for the life.
Okay.
Yeah, Minca is more safe now. Thanks
no
the
corruption.
The,
and, yeah.
No, not a lot. Of.
Yeah.
Minca is safe now. Before there was
a
paramilitary.
Mm-hmm.
Now it's more quiet. I want to say the invitation, the coming, the tourists, Minca, enjoy the nature, the waterfalls, mm-hmm. wonderful waterfalls, mm-hmm. a lot of plantation, the coffee mm-hmm. farm. farm chocolate too. Minka has a good restaurant. The people in Minka is very friendly.
No, very friendly, very life positive.
Yeah, you know,
singing,
you are
laughing.
Here.
I love
you
it.
Know.
Yes. And yeah. You have in your shop a lot of handmade things like bags and jewelries and
In my shop.
From the indigenous people, right?
Yeah, yes.
Yeah, they make it.
I work indigenous people, and my job, I sell bags, making a hand for indigenous people. We sell a lot of produce natural, for example, coffee, cacao, honey, nickel, rasalet,
earrings. And mosquito spray. I just bought mosquito spray.
Yeah, it's mosquito spray.
Very good.
Yeah,
natural.
It's important. In Minka, there are many mosquitoes.
Yes.
Yeah, I want to say.
Sorry for the time, but you know, there is a saying in my language, but if I translate it to Spanish, this is said. Si se demorar, es porque se mejora.
Okay, sí.
And how is it in English? Sorry.
In English, I don't know. In Hebrew, it's... Well, in English, if it's delaying, it's for the reason that it's...
Made with
better.
Love.
No, that it's becoming better.
Yes.
So if something not happening in time, it happened a little bit later.
Yes.
It's because to make a real good coffee,
you need
better to receive it later.
Yes, and good. Oh, that's so nice.
I made myself also want to taste
it. I
our,
love it. Thank you so
because,
much.
Did you drink?
Eran is my friend.
He you drink the sugar?
Hey, I want to a little.
One?
Yeah.
It's not good for your health, you know.
I also take one. Thank you.
One is enough?
Yeah, thank you.
All right.
Gracias. Muchas gracias.
And this we have one for me as well. One mix for the other.
Okay.
I made myself one because my crew is a bit out of practice with this. They just say no, but we can make. Salud.
Salute.
Salute.
Welcome to
with the coffee.
Yes.
Thank you, Eran. Eran, I'm making the interview for her.
Yeah, because we also talk about heart. You make the coffee from your heart.
Yes. If you don't make it with the heart, don't make it at all.
Yeah.
Don't
it's all about the heart, and I talk with people who do things from their heart, because we learn from
it's
each other, right?
It's the only way. It's the only way to. It's the only camino. It's the camino of the heart, because otherwise you will suffer.
Yeah.
If you do something that, because in the life, we take decision of two manners. In general, one is out of love. The other, he had a lot of love for his art, and he make a show.
Mm. Yeah.
Second is for fear. Hi, caramelo. Did he give you a?
No, she's okay. It's okay.
He's
I got the cat.
You have
a
good energy.
Yeah.
For the cat.
Yes, yeah.
So, or we take it out of love, or we take it out of fear. So, for example, somebody work in a nice office and I don't know, and he make a good salary, and he's afraid. He doesn't like the job.
To follow the
heart. But he's afraid to go and do something different because he has his salary, you know, and he can pay his, you know what I mean?
Yes, absolutely, yeah.
But what happened is the people who will go this way, they are not happy in life. You have to do what you love, otherwise you're not happy.
Yeah.
And the idea is to be happy. It's very healthy.
Yeah, it's very interesting. Since when I start interview, sometimes the animals come.
Yeah. Yeah, it's just,
it's very amazing.
Yeah. Yeah, it's special.
Yeah, it's really
like because the energy is a feeling.
Mm-hmm.
No?
Yeah, fulfilling like making. They feel something. Yeah. The other day came so many butterflies.
His name is Caramelo.
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 Me gusta.
Y Caramelo es un sweet.
Yes, yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, that fits to her. Why do you like supporting the indigenous people?
Yeah, I like support the indigenous people because I like the culture. They are connected with the nature, you know? This is interesting for me because I work with the indigenous people and they teach me a lot of things about their culture.
Do you integrate it into your life? What you learn?
Yes, the indigenous people show me, for example, to eat more natural things are life.
What do you think would they say towards, like, many people, for example, in maybe Germany or America, they use a lot the, like, not cooking on fire or not cooking in pots anymore, like using more of the machines to cook. What do you think the indigenous people would say, like cooking in machines?
The indigenous people like to cook the barro. No sé cómo se dice barro. I don't know in English. The earth.
Fire?
No. No. Earth. Yeah, the fire.
Yes, yes.
And the I don't know in English. One moment. Barro. Joana, disculpa, ¿cómo se dice barro en inglés?
Como
barro, barro, no. Ni idea. Ya, dale. Era.
Mud o clay.
Ah, sí.
¿Cómo se dice?
Mud.
Mud.
Clay.
Clay es la roja.
¿Cómo se llama la olla de barro?
Es clay.
Clay.
Sí.
Clay, the indigenous people to cook and the clay. Bueno, I want to people connect with the art. It is important for the to find yourself. And my mission with the store is connect with the person with the art.
Yeah,
for the life. I love it. The people, the animals, the nature. Now in the world are passing a lot of things difficult. The era, there are many difficult things happening in the world. And I think we have to come back to Earth.
Yes.
The costume to come back in the past, to recuperate the herencia cultural. In English, the cultural heritage.
Heritage. Yes.
The
so
cultural heritage.
To bring. That's why you also work with the indigenous people and your grandparents to get the knowledge
you are right
from the old people and bring it to the newer, like younger generation.
They connect between the art. I want to know the future generation to know the
knowledge,
the costume, traditions.
But it's a beautiful topic you have.
Yeah.
To bring the knowledge, because we have to use all knowledge we have. We can't just leave the past and do everything just technology. No, we need like the past, the knowledge from the past also.
Yeah.
What is your idea to share this knowledge through your job or through your shop, or do you also have another idea how to bring the old knowledge from your grandparents, from the indigenous people, to the children from today?
Yeah, my idea with the shop is to show the connection with the the nature, you know, the no more technology, or no more.
Also,
to find the truth.
Yeah,
the for balance. Me, the find the truth is connect with the nature.
How can we bring it together, the nature and the technology? We need both, right? We need the phone.
Yeah.
And we need sometimes a car. We need
It's like complicated because, for example, I want to live in the future in the house, small house. No, I don't want to car, I don't want to television. I want to be quiet.
Yeah.
I want to find my essence. And it's important is the family, you know? For me, my family is, it's my heart, you know? Do you understand me?
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I feel you. Maybe you don't have so many words, but I need
to tell you, because there are many people disconnect
from the family.
The family. My friends, I have a lot of friends.
Also in Colombia? Is no disconnection with the family?
Yeah, now is disconnection because for the technology. I remember I was with my family in the table for the dinner. Every family was looking
in the phone.
The phone. Yeah, I need to share more with the fire, with the with the conversation, with history, my grandparents. Do you understand?
Yeah, you sit around the fire and you talk.
Yeah.
About.
Yeah. I remember when I was a boy, small.
Yes.
I play with the animals,
the
horses.
Yes.
My grandfather had or has a lot of horses, or the hen, chicken,
yeah,
or the squirrel.
Yes.
I like to see the hummingbirds.
Oh yeah.
To fly in the
trees,
in
and
the tree,
flower.
In the flower. Yes. Oh, yeah. My mission is connect the
generations.
The
again.
Generation.
It's so important.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful mission.
Yeah, I want to do that between the art.
Between the art. Also through your own jewelry.
Yeah, I am my artist. I make a hand necklace with the beans.
Seeds.
No, I don't know.
The seeds, right?
The seed. This is the guanabana.
Ah, it's the seeds.
The grounded or no? Beans.
Beans.
The guanabana.
Yes.
You know the fruit guanabana.
Yeah.
And I make the necklace, bracelet, earrings, inspiration. And I like to painting. I painting too. I singer.
Oh wow! So through all the art, through your art, you express the topic, your mission.
Yes.
Connecting the generations, the knowledge together to show it.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. I think it's beautiful. It's the biggest message, maybe we have the difficult with the language. You can't say all the details. You have a lot to say, I think, but it's difficult in English.
Yeah.
But just the topic of we need the connection to nature. We need the connections from the past into the new life, especially with technology.
Yeah.
It's a huge message, I would say.
Yeah. I'm trying to speak in English. I'm sorry, the audience. I'm from Colombia.
Yes.
I try speaking English for the the followers.
Yes.
yeah.
Thank you so much sharing your mission, sharing your heart, sharing your idea, sharing your knowledge. Thank you so much and trying to speak in another language.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, it's very...
Thank you for you, for inviting me in your project, in your channel. I'm very happy to be here.
I hope you enjoyed listening and found some beautiful inspirations for your life. I'm happy to see you next time on Von Herzen Gern, the podcast where people share their passions from